Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Thursday, January 8, 2026. The US dollar is starting the day on a strong note, trading in positive ranges against its G10 peers. Geopolitical risks continue to dominate the headlines, adding to the dollar's momentum. Yesterday, the United States seized two Russian flagged ships in the Atlantic for sanctions violations. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth reaffirmed that the blockade of Venezuelan oil remains firmly in place anywhere in the world. Meanwhile, oil prices are holding just above their post-2021 lows. This comes as plans for the sale of Venezuelan oil by the U.S. begin to solidify. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright stated that the U.S. intends to maintain control over the sale of Venezuelan oil indefinitely, a move that could have long-term implications for global energy markets. On the economic front, we received some key data yesterday. The ISM Services Index for December hit a 14-month high, signaling that the U.S. economy ended 2025 in a relatively strong position. Additionally, November's JOLTS report showed layoffs falling to a 6-month low, suggesting that the labor market is moving in the right direction. This morning, initial jobless claims for the week ending January 3 came in slightly below expectations, further supporting the narrative of a resilient labor market. However, all eyes are on tomorrow's non-farm payrolls report, which will provide the clearest picture of where the economy stands as we kick off the new year. The Australian dollar is the biggest loser against the greenback this morning, following a fresh one-year high yesterday. Reserve Bank of Australia Deputy Governor Andrew Houser admitted in an interview that inflation remains too high. However, he also indicated that the RBA would adopt a 1 to 2 year view on monetary policy rather than reacting to individual data releases. This has dampened expectations for a February interest rate hike, souring sentiment among traders. The British pound sterling is also under pressure, down more than 0.25% against the dollar this morning. This marks its third straight day of decline. While data is light, the focus remains on the labor market, which is likely to stay soft for now. Although there's potential for a rebound in the data, it's hard to feel bullish on the pound at this point. Before we wrap, here is what to watch for the rest of the week. The U.S. non-farm payrolls report will be released this Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. This is a key indicator of labor market health and could set the tone for the dollar heading into next week. That's it for today's daily market update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.